Well, welcome to episode 3 of the Binge Buzz. We are here with Hall of Famer Coach Stan Binge. Coach, unfortunately, it's been a rough few games for your Giants. What are your thoughts on the recent games that your girls have had?
Well, I mean, you know, we're 0-5 right now, so we haven't won any games. And, you know, I thought against Warren Central we played hard, and we just turned the ball over too many times and I had too many fouls. But, you know, there were some positive signs in that game. The Plainfield game, I didn't think we did what we needed to. I thought we went out and played hard at the beginning, and Plainfield hit a couple shots, and I thought our girls got frustrated. And, you know, that's something that we need to guard against when you have a slow start like we've had. And, you know, there's improvements that need to be made in a lot of different areas. The whole idea is to look at what we need to improve on and get better. And getting frustrated didn't help us get better. So we can't lose our confidence. We can't lose who we are or who we want to be. We just have to keep progressing and make these hard times propel us and make us hungry for the good times.
So, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is one thing that you and the girls can really try to improve on?
Well, there's lots of different areas. I mean, what I'd said in the off season and so forth was I need to learn about who they are and what they need to do better. And that's starting to come into focus. You know, we've had some people out injured. You know, Zoe Wheeler hopefully will be back this week. And, you know, we've had a couple other girls out with injuries and had some people not be able to be there for different reasons. And starting to understand what we need to do. And then, like I said before, you know, we've played very good teams on the Sagarin Reigns. We've got the toughest rated schedule in the state with a young team. And, you know, that's not easy. So they've taken some lumps. So if they do that, if they take those lumps and say, hey, we don't want this to happen anymore, we're going to end up being a very good team. I joked with someone the other day, we could be the first team in the history of basketball to lose every regular season game and win the state. So, you know, the whole idea is to get better and to keep improving and never doubt ourselves and know that we're going through a tough process, but it's a process that needs to happen for us to get where we want to go.
So, Coach, against Warren Central again, unfortunately came away with the loss. But there were, again, there's always some good. And Alana Devine, she's been scoring the basketball very nicely this season. Any comments on her and her ability, you know, to just, you know, be the team's number one scorer this year?
Well, she works awful hard, and you want someone that works hard, and she's someone that's in the gym a lot, and she wants to be good. We need to get her more in a position where she can score rather than just bringing the ball up the floor and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've learned and that we need to do. So, you know, she has a sort of a scoring mentality, so we need to do that where she's efficient with her scoring and has a little better shooting percentage. So I think we'll get there. I think she'll understand that as we go along.
So against your next opponent, Addicts, how are you mentally and physically preparing for that game?
Well, we got one practice, and, you know, there's things that we did wrong in the Warren game is fouling too much, and so we need to move our feet better. And the other thing, you know, this will be the first team that we've played all year that's pretty much not a ranked team. I mean, Warren wasn't ranked, but they lost a couple of really close games against good teams and had a good team for us, and there's been a little rivalry. And so they played hard against us. So so we need to execute against Addicts and look at it as a game. Hey, we need to start getting where we need to and start building some confidence.
So, Coach, after the Addicts game, you have to go on the road to Lawrence Central. You know, that is a tough road game, but again, you know, maybe not as brutal. Again, they're a very good basketball team, but, you know, maybe not as brutal as the first few games. You know, as you enter this next kind of phase of the season, what are you just looking for in your team overall?
Well, to get better and to have enthusiasm, to enjoy the opportunity to play basketball and enjoy the opportunity to get better. This didn't define who we are, this 0-5 start. You know, as someone said, if, you know, you're playing the stock market right now, everybody thinks we're low. Don't worry, we'll get there. I would put money on us.
I totally agree. Again, never going to doubt against you. Now, Coach, obviously something big happened at, BD as a school this weekend. They're going to the state championship game again, and what a thriller that was. I asked Coach Taylor about it a little bit earlier, but what are your thoughts on the BD football, going back to state?
Well, what I enjoy, I feel that the players on the football team do things right. And when you do things right, you want to be rewarded for it, and they have been. And I hope they finish the mission, because in the weight room, in everything they do, you could just tell they're in the looks in their eyes that they were focused on improving themselves and getting better and getting themselves in this position. And I mean, they've had a tough road to go. They've earned every bit of it. I mean, man, some great, exciting football games to watch. And I think the BD community ought to be very, very proud of the boys football team. And hopefully they'll all come out and support them Saturday.
Absolutely. Inspiring words by the Hall of Famer right there. You can catch the girls this week, Tuesday, 11:21, 7:30 at Attucks High School. And then you can catch the girls Saturday, 11:25 at Lawrence Central. Thank you guys for listening to week 3 of the Binge Buzz.
Thank you.